MSR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two National Guard troops are in a Washington, D.C. hospital tonight in critical condition after being shot in broad daylight on a D.C. street. Jeff Carroll with D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department describes the shooting attack on National Guard members near the White House.
At approximately 2:15 this afternoon, members of the D.C. National Guard were on high visibility patrols in the area of 17th and I Street Northwest when a suspect came around the corner, raised his arm with a firearm, and discharged at the National Guard members. The National Guard members, there were other members that were in the area, they were able to, after some back and forth, able to subdue the individual and bring him into custody.
The suspect is described as an Afghan national who came to the United States in 2021. Federal judges have allowed North Carolina to use a redrawn congressional map designed to give Republicans an additional U.S. House seat. The map targets the state's only swing seat, held by Democratic Representative Don Davis. A leaked conversation in high-level peace talks with Russia has just been published.
A transcript published by Bloomberg News reveals that President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, advised a senior aide to Vladimir Putin on how to pitch Trump on a Ukraine peace plan. During an October 14th call, Witkoff suggested that Putin should call the president to congratulate him on the Gaza peace deal and express respect for him as a man of peace. The White House did not dispute the transcript, and Donald Trump described Witkoff's approach as standard negotiating procedure. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 314 points, the NASDAQ rose 189, the S&P advanced 46. This is SRN News. Homeschooling continues to grow, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Major League Baseball star Daryl Strawberry thanked President Trump during a sermon Sunday at a Tulsa church for his recent presidential pardon. The New York Mets standout and eight-time All-Star was pardoned for past tax evasion and drug charges. Strawberry told hundreds of worshipers at Sheridan Church he credits his Christian faith for his transformation and sobriety. This is SRN News. The Olympic torch has been lit ahead of next year's Winter Games in Italy.
The Olympic flame began its journey Wednesday for the Milan Cortina 2026 Winter Games, after bad weather forced officials to move the traditional lighting from ancient Olympia to a nearby museum. With skies overcast, organizers relied on a backup flame sparked during a sunny rehearsal. Greek rower Petros Giadatsis opened the torch relay, which will travel through Greece before a December 4th handover to Italy. The flame will then start a 63-day, 12,000-kilometer route across all 110 Italian provinces ahead of the February 6th through 22nd games. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Free agent pitcher Dylan Cease and the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to a $210 million 7-year contract he spent last year at San Diego. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.